Five-year-old Lou Jane is one of hundreds of children in Fallujah who have been born since 2004 with severe birth defects. Her father says Lou Jane suffers from multiple afflictions that Iraqi doctors struggle to treat.
The doctor was shocked because it was the first time he saw four defects in one person: a hole in the lower back, a hole in the heart, brain atrophy, and paralysis.
A new report published in the Bulletin of Environmental Contamination and Toxicology has found that the rate of birth defects in Fallujah jumped from 2% in 2001 to 50% in 2007. The report suggests that the massive amount of firepower used by the U.S. military in the 2004 battle for Fallujah could be responsible for this alarming increase. Dr. Ahmed Kamal Qasim is a human geneticist in Baghdad. He says the increase in birth defects in Fallujah and elsewhere in Iraq stem from multiple factors related to war, including malnutrition, but also pollution from spent munitions.
Birth defects genetically divided into two types: chromosomal type and gene type. Chromosomal types increase in a huge number than the gene defect due to the polluted area that I said before. Also, gene defect type increase in some way like in chromosomal defect, but in small numbers in special areas. We suspect mostly due to the types of chemicals and weapons, especially in muscles.
The report found that lead levels in children with birth defects are 5 times higher than that in other children, and mercury levels are 6 times higher. Lead and mercury are both neurotoxins, which, the study says, are contained in munitions used by the U.S. military. But officials at the Pentagon deny U.S. military ammunition contains mercury, and they say they are not aware of any official report showing increased birth defects in Fallujah caused by exposure to metals contained in U.S. munitions. However, the Pentagon says it always takes very seriously public health concerns that could be associated with U.S. combat activities. But in the case of Abdullah, who suffers from birth defects similar to Lou Jane's, the cause is clear, says his father.
I cannot describe my feelings, but all I can say is that I'd sell my own soul to have my son walk. My message to the American soldiers is this: would you let this happen to your children?
The toxicology study is careful to mention that more research needs to be done to find the exact cause of these birth defects. Sebastian Meyer for VOA News, Fallujah.